So an exercise I just did recently on a training was calculating your hourly rate. Whether you're W-2'd or you're a business owner, everyone should do this exercise. It's funny, I'm doing this video now because if you can hear in the background, you hear some landscapers right outside my office. And I'll get to that here in a second of what I mean by this. But everyone should calculate what their hourly rate is. So let's use an example. Let's say you make $150,000 a year. Okay, well, you want to take $150,000, divide that by 52 weeks, and then you take that weekly rate and divide it by 40 hours. So it's an 8-hour day, right? So 8 hours, you're looking at $72 an hour. And the reason why this number is important is most people don't do this exercise in understanding what their hourly rate is. And the reason why this is so important is that anything under that hourly rate, you should delegate. For instance, let's say you're making $72 an hour. And if you make half that, 75, you know, you're at what, 36? $36 an hour. A landscaper is going to be roughly $20 an hour. So anything under your hourly rate, you should absolutely delegate to someone else, right? We have a house manager, and I don't mean that to be bougie. We have a house manager just because it would cost me money to do some of these things that my house manager does, or my wife to do some of these things that our house manager does. It's $35 an hour. So what could we be doing with our time? Could we create another side hustle? Could we be more creative? Could we pour into ourselves, learn another topic, you know, spend time with our kids? All these things, anything under that hourly rate is literally costing you money. It's not beneath us. We could do that. We could do the laundry. We could do the cooking. We could do the cleaning. It's not beneath us to do that. It's just, what could we be doing with our time? If every hour of our time is $72 an hour, when we could be paying someone less than half that to be doing the same job, that's literally costing you money if you're doing that. Some folks look at it as, oh, it's a luxury to have. No, it becomes a necessity to have because it's costing you money not to do that. So at any time you have the ability to delegate some of these tasks out, absolutely do it because it's going to make you more efficient. And not everything comes down to money. Time is our most precious commodity. So if we now save the time, what would we rather be doing with that time? Would we rather be cleaning toilets or hanging out with our kids? Or going on a long walk with our wife, maybe taking a vacation. That is more efficient use of our time. We don't always have to be creative and innovate and create money in that time. Time with in relationships is also extremely valuable, in my opinion, the most valuable. So learn what your hourly rate is, and anything beneath that, delegate, or else it's going to cost you money. Take care. God bless.